Welcome to Jesus This Way. Article by Richard P. Beaubide. Let us start article reading now. Article title, The Timeline of History. Hello, and welcome to the Mystery and Logic Timeline of History. As you may already know, a great deal of effort is spent on the details of eternal life and where the doctrine had its beginnings. The fact is, people are mystified by things they don't understand. However, in this case, I believe there truly is a logical, understandable and definable answer concerning the doctrines of eternal life, if you're willing to look. In order to answer the questions regarding the doctrine of eternal life, a good place to start is with the timeline of history. The significance of the timeline is its ability to help us place the order of events as we read about them. Understanding the timeline will help us evaluate for ourselves the many religions since the earliest civilizations, and provide a perspective along with a more graphic and logical view of history. When we look at the timeline, we see a line starting at year zero, then pointing out to the left to infinity past. We also see a line starting at year zero, pointing out to the right to infinity future. Most everyone knows the line starting from zero to infinity past, as the BC line. BC stands for before Christ. However, the line starting at zero to infinity future AD is often mistakenly referred to after death, and this is incorrect. AD actually is an acronym for Anno Domini, which is a Latin term and means in the year of our Lord. Therefore, this era that we are in currently is the AD era. And we are still in the year of our Lord. This calendar and the AD era was invented by a man named Dionysius XIGUS in the year AD 532. The bishops at the Council of Chelsea in the year AD 816 ordered that the calendar Mr. Dionysius XIGUS invented be used as the standard calendar. The terminology AD became widely accepted after King Charles III of Germany added the phrase in the year of our Lord to his reign in the year AD 879. The XIGUS calendar is one of the many hard evidences of the life of the Lord Jesus Christ. Scientifically and historically speaking, the Lord Jesus Christ actually lived on the earth. Also, it can be safely estimated his life on earth was a 33-year lifespan that began somewhere between the years either 6 or 4 BC. This calendar is only one historic evidence of that. The Christian era, also known as the CE era, began during the reign of Augustus Caesar and also continues still today, but is generally not referred to. Whatever you do, don't mention either the year of our Lord or the Christian era, regardless of how factual it may be. It's politically incorrect. As mentioned earlier, the year zero for the birth of the Christ. His birth would be more accurate if it were placed at the years either 6 or 4 BC according to historians. Finally, as you will see later, the Bible is put to the scrutiny of testing standards that historians use, and the Bible stands out, not only as a wealth of historic information, but also as the bedrock of historic prophetic fulfillment. These futuristic writings were written by prophets then fulfilled by Jesus Christ himself. Thanks for reading Mystery and Logic. You can learn more about them at no cost in your Bible or here on Mystery and Logic. Please follow me in this prayer if you would like to live for God. Father, I come to you in the name of Jesus Christ, as you require in your word. I ask you to forgive me of all my behaviors and works that displease you. From this day forward, I will examine my actions and compare them to what the scriptures show as being in line with how you want me to behave. I will act this way for the rest of my life. I also accept the work that Jesus did, which is, he sacrificed himself on the cross at Calvary, for my sake, and the sake of all who accept this work. I believe, and have confidence in your word and will serve you as your word teaches us through the scriptures. In the name of Jesus Christ I pray. Amen. God bless you for dedicating yourself to God. If you would like, please contact us at 860-210-1396. We would love to hear from you. All text in this article are made available in the refreshable Braille display format for our friends, brothers, and sisters in Christ at JesusThisWay.com. Just go to the accessibility page at JesusThisWay.com.